is Dave Cash.
Marc Mewi Denis.
Hi, this is John Sachs.
Hi, this is Nicky Horn.
This is Jan Ravens, and you're listening to the Roger Scott Tribute on It's Only Rock and Roll.
Welcome back to the second half of this week's show, where you've just heard that this week we're paying tribute to the DJ's DJ, Roger Scott. Here's Dave Cash again.
You know, Roger Scott was one of the guys who was going to audition. And when we heard Nicky Horn, we heard Kenny didn't have to audition, and Tommy Vance, who was the first guy I hired, who is now sadly also no longer with us, he said, I hired him first, right off the bat, as my sort of 2IC, and Kenny just said, he said, no, Kenny Everett, fine, he's hired, he's got the job if he wants it, you know. And then all these other guys like Nicky Horn, Tony Myatt, Roger Scott, David Simons, all these people who started us off, all had to sit this audition and do it. When we first heard Roger, this was at Recorded Sound Studios, I remember, in Marble Arch. And Roger had a speech impediment, but it didn't matter. You know, he came across so well. He just came across so well. And we said, okay, when we heard them all and played them back and so on, Michael said, I want to put Roger in the afternoon. And I agreed, and off we went. And Roger did afternoons pretty well for the whole of his time at Capitol, which was, 15 years, something like that.
Unfortunately, the opening of Capitol Radio suffered some setbacks and there was a delay, so Roger found himself gainful employment at Radio 1. But in order to preserve his anonymity, he took on the name of a CFOX colleague, Bob Baker.
17 away from 3 o'clock at Radio 1 of the Bob Baker Show. Right, pencils and papers ready. This one is difficult, I warn you now. I don't know what they are.
Memories are gone.
Remember, 58. That was the year America launched her first satellite, Explorer 1. The year of the first regular passenger flights to Moscow. Cyprus made the headlines and the London Planetarium opened. That was 1958. But how well do you remember the songs from that year?
Maybe, baby, I'll have you. Maybe, baby, you'll be true. Maybe, baby, I'll have you. It's funny, honey, you don't care. You never listen to my prayer. Maybe, baby, you will love me someday. Well, you are the one that makes me glad, and you are the one that makes me sad. When someday you want me, well, I'll be there. Wait and see. Maybe, baby, I'll have you. Maybe, baby, you'll be true. Maybe, baby, I'll have you for me. Well, you are the one that makes me glad, and you are the one that makes me sad. When someday you want me, well, I'll be there. Wait and see. Maybe, baby, I'll have you. Maybe, baby, you'll be true. Maybe, baby, I'll have you for me.
Now, after a short delay, Capitol Radio did eventually get on air, and there on the first day was Roger Scott and also Nicky Horn.
And Roger and I started at Capitol on the same day. It was my birthday, it was my 23rd birthday, September 3rd, 1973. And we met beforehand, about 100 yards away from the building, and we walked in together. Not quite arm in arm, but, you know, two new schoolboys going to the new school. Our shoes were clean, our ties were straight, and there we were at Capitol together, and we were there for 12 years.
I went to a party at
so the commercial break would come at 20 past, and then he'd say, right, he said, what's on the breakfast show, you know, tomorrow, Dave? And I'd do my promo for the show. And then he said one time, which absolutely flattened me, he said, I'm really enjoying the breakfast show with you and Kenny. He said, tell me, when are you two getting married?
Sergeant Baker started talking with a bullhorn in his hand. He was cool, he was clear, he was always in command. He said, blood will flow here, Padre. Padre, you talk to your boys. Trust in me.
Now, someone that worked with Roger at Capitol for many, many years was John Sachs, and I asked John about the first time he met Roger Scott.
First time I met Roger was at the Best Disco in town, at the Lyceum in the Strand. He was just about to go on, and I just joined Capitol back in 1979, and I remember being a bit tongue-tied because I was always in awe of Roger. He was a hero, and I remember his first broadcasts on Capitol, and I remember as a young man thinking, that's what I want to do. This guy, you know, he's amazing. He sort of brings a whole fresh attitude to broadcasting. It was not talking at people, but, you know, informing and amusing and you know, enthusiastic, and the music spoke, rather than, you know, the egos of the previous DJs you used to listen to on sort of Radio 1 and so forth. It was very much them. The music was secondary. With Roger, the music was first. So I was always impressed by, you know, this breath of fresh air that he brought to London's airwaves. So yeah, tongue-tied, I probably said, oh, Roger, I, you know, pleased to meet you, I'm a big fan. And he sort of poo-pooed me and just, nah, shut up, and just went on and did his gig. That was the first time I met Roger.
Now, John Sachs wasn't the only person to feel nervous about meeting Roger Scott for the first time. So was Mick Brown.
I joined Capitol at 19 as a copywriter, and Roger Scott was at the time, and most likely still is, you know, known as the kind of DJ's DJ, and it was always quite amazing to see him in the canteen, because every lunchtime in the Euston Tower, everyone used to go up to the canteen, and Roger would stroll in there and have his lunch about, you know, 1 o'clock before he went on air, and he always had this kind of aura around him. I always used to think, God, I hope you don't ask me a question, because what am I going to say back? And but a fantastic, you know, absolutely wonderful person, and as I say, I think everyone would say the DJ's DJ.
Would have to rub it in. Okay, Hitline Top 10. Ones you've been requesting on the Hitline since this time yesterday. The Top 10, in fact.
London's Top 10 hit.
Number 10.
When tears are in
with the exact same number of votes, which is quite something over a 24-hour period, the number of calls that come in on the hit line. Two have got exactly the same. They're both at number one, all right? That's coming up in about half an hour, but in just a moment, it's number eight.
And it didn't matter whether you followed Roger, you preceded him, or were two slots away from him. The influence that guy brought to his enthusiasm for up-and-coming talent, he believed passionately in stuff. He was a passionate West Ham fan. He was passionate about Bruce Springsteen. He loved Dolly Parton, not just, obviously, for her musical talent.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. Understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene.
Now, all of us who heard Roger on the radio know what he was like behind a microphone, but I wanted to know what he was like away from the mic.
Very shy, very humble, very ordinary, not so busy, not glamorous. When I used to go out with Roger, we'd go for a curry. And, we talk about all kinds of stuff, but it's just a very ordinary bloke very, very humble, modest. I mean, just really didn't like all the nonsense that goes with being a person in the public eye.
He used to turn up, sit at his desk, preparing his show, or he'd be sitting in the canteen, and a lot of the time we'd go and kind of sit on his own and kind of almost enjoy his own company, if you like. Some people are like that, they don't need millions of people around them, and but a very quiet guy, and as I said before, for me, I had to almost think about if I went into the canteen, he was there, I had to kind of try and think of saying what I was going to say back to him, just in case he spoke to me.
Oh, he was a straight-up dude. He didn't take any bull from anyone. He was absolutely amazing. And he had no edge about him. Rog didn't have... He was never kind of show business, hello, darlings, He was never any of that. His ability to pick really good records. He was the guy who brought Bruce Springsteen to this country.
have moved studios, actually. Yes, we're on the little one. We've now moved into the music studio, which has a piano in it, perchance.
Perchance.
And it was just accidentally mic'd up and ready to go. But I just sprang it on you about 10 minutes ago. How'd you like to give us a song? And
well, this is the only one I know at the moment. It's not because it's a single, but this has literally been sprung on me in the last 10 minutes. So this is it. This is impromptu, folks. This is live radio. Something that never happens these days. Here we go.
Well, dear listeners, that's pretty much all I have time for this week. I want to give thanks to my guests on this week's show, Mark Maywee-Denis, Dave Cash, Nicky Horn, Nick Brown and John Sachs. Next week we'll be exploring Roger's career in the 80s and my guests will be Jan Ravens, John Sachs, Paul Burnett, Mick Brown and Nicky Horn. I look forward to that, but it wouldn't be a Roger Scott tribute show without a double dose of The Boss. Till next week, goodbye.
I get up in the evening and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. Man, I'm just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby, I could use just a little help. You can't start a fire. Messages keep getting clearer. Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know you cares. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire.
joke, it's wine, it's on me. I shake this world off my shoulders. Come on, baby, the laugh's on me. Stay on the streets of this town, and they'll be carving you up all right. You say you gotta stay hungry. Hey, baby, I'm just a fast star in the night. I'm dying for some action. I'm sick of sitting around here trying to write this book. I need a love reaction. Come on, baby, give me just one look. We can't start a fire sitting around crying over a broken heart. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark, we can't start a fire. Worry about your little world. Just dancing in the dark. Even if we're just dancing in the dark.
Everybody goes through that. You want to sound like Steve Wright. You want to sound like Simon Bates. You want to sound like Kenny Everett. You want to sound like Roger Scott. You want to sound like Tony Blackburn. Everybody goes through all that when you want to be a jock. But the secret is to go through that and come out of it at the other end, having discovered yourself and discover that you are this unique person, and you don't have to sound like anybody else. You can just be yourself. You don't have to hide behind some other identity that you're stealing. Again, in my case, it just comes down to that's me, and what I do on the radio is what I am.
Pray silence for Red Hot Roger Scott.
I would just like to say happy birthday to us and happy birthday to you, because you're all a year older as well.
Ah.
More? Can we have a little chorus?
I think so.
Ah, so sweet.
Isn't that nice? That's
lovely, Roger.
Oh, Roger.
It was so sincere. Nice. It's nice to hear the old tunes again.
Isn't it nice?
You know, it's like Elvis Presley all over again.
Cruising.
Close it up, Rog.
There.
Oh,
bye bye for now. See you next year.
Next time on It's Only Rock and Roll.
Welcome to brunch on Capital Gold.
This is Jan Ravens, and you're listening to the Roger Scott tribute on It's Only Rock and Roll.
Great Scott!
Wow! Awesome.
Who's this ill-fitting creature?
Hello, this is Roger Scott. Just dropped in to wish you a happy Easter and to thank you for buying this bit of rubbish. Hang on to it. In 50 years' time, it could be worth much as a pound.
Well, this is one man for power.
Everything was checked and double-checked, and everything was done absolutely professionally. He just had this amazing, interesting technique of delivering information and music across to people, which was Moorish. You just loved it. His 4 hours went by ever so quickly.
Capital Radio, in tune with London town.
Words at all. He would just say what needed to be said.
If you've got any late night messages you'd like me to pass on, you can give us a call. Long distance good nights, you know the story by now. 01-637-4343. Gets you into the studio here. Little messages you'd like us to pass on.
The only sad thing for me about Roger was the fact when he, you know, used to, in the days of smoking, you know, people did, you know, DJ
changed quite dramatically. I use the expression that when I joined Capital, I joined a radio station. And when I left Capital, I left the company that ran a radio station.
My 3 o'clock thrill.